You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Everyone's ballot looks a little different. Milwaukee's 3rd District will be choosing between Daniel Ballman and Alex Brower to fill the Common Council seat, left vacant after Alderman Jonathan Brostoff's passing. Ballman emphasizes safer streets and improved city services, while Brower is advocating for progressive policies like public ownership of utilities and stronger tenant protections. The winner will serve until April of 2028. To see what's on your ballot and where to vote, check out myvote.wi.gov. An officer from Milwaukee is joining up with a lawsuit against a gun maker. Milwaukee officer Yang Lee is now part of a federal lawsuit against Sig Sauer following an incident where his P320 handgun went off without the trigger being pulled, injuring his partner. The lawsuit includes 22 people, primarily law enforcement officers, who report similar unintended discharges. Because of the problem, Milwaukee police switched to using Glocks. A recruitment plan from Governor Tony Evers aims to hire federal workers ditched by the Trump administration. Joanne Krulatz has more.
Evers announced that a series of virtual job fairs will be held in April to seek out former federal employees in high-demand fields. During an appearance in Fenimore on Thursday, Evers said that the recruitment effort can help both the displaced workers and fill roles in the state government.
The federal employees in Wisconsin that are getting bumped out of their jobs, they're doing good work. People wonder why they're being laid off to begin with or fired. We know they're good workers, and we have always have vacancies in state government. We want to make sure that they have a good landing place.
The virtual job fairs happen in April. Registration is free on the Department of Workforce Development website.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Brewers are back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers' home opener going on today at American Family Field against the Kansas City Royals. Now, last year, the Brewers never lost more than 3 games in a row all season. Today, they're coming into the game at 0-3 after being swept over the weekend in New York. The Yankees winning yesterday 12-3. NBA, the Bucks losing at home last night to the Hawks, 145-124. Giannis says he needs to do a better job on defense.
I got to be, you know, have more urgency there. Like, I got to protect my basket first, you know. If I don't pick up my man, I got to pick up that guy. So that's the mentality as a team that we have to be better transition defense team. We're going to watch film tomorrow. We're going to walk through it, we're going to play through it, and we're going to be better.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
I love this team, and I'm going to keep saying that. I don't love how we're playing right now, and we have to get it back. We have to get guys to see what we see, and we will.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Corey Feldman has had a rough ride since childhood stardom. The Goonies actor recently appeared on Billy Corgan's The Magnificent Others podcast and claimed he was supposed to have Leonardo DiCaprio's role in What's Eating Gilbert Grape. But Johnny Depp told the producers he was a junkie. Feldman has admitted to having a heroin problem after he was sexually abused as a child, but said at the time of the Gilbert Grape incident, he was completely sober. Ouch. If you can't get enough of the Paul brothers, Jake and Logan, you might want to re-examine some things in your life. But if you're committed to these two trust fund darlings, definitely check out their new show on Max called Paul American. Actually, kind of a catchy title. The New York Post is calling it a series that pulls back the curtain on the lives of the brothers Paul, but will still manage to show you only what they want you to see. Paul American is now available to stream on Max. It's always fun when a showbiz relic is discovered, especially when it involves the Beatles. The New York Post reports that Vancouver record store owner Rob Firth found himself in possession of a reel-to-reel demo recording of the Fab Four. At first, he thought it was just a bootleg copy, but as it turns out, it was an original audition 15-song recording the Beatles made, which still sounds as crisp as it did back in 1962. He says he has no plans to sell his buried treasure. Making it even more unique is that Ringo wasn't even in the band yet, and their drummer was still Pete Best. Here's one of Pete's picks. The show Adolescence on Netflix is the hottest show on pretty much every streaming platform. The show about a 13-year-old UK schoolboy who was accused of murdering a fellow student is well-written, incredibly well-acted, and has a great style where each episode is basically a one-camera shot. Sounds tedious, but it is paying off, and so far, I recommend it. Bill Murray had some interesting things to say last Tuesday on The Howard Stern Show. The actor said he regretted turning down a role offered to him by Clint Eastwood. Later in the interview, Murray said he was surprised he didn't win the Academy Award for Lost in Translation in 2004, because he had won all the other awards that year and expected to win the Oscar. Murray won the Golden Globe, the BAFTA, and the Independent Spirit Award, but it was Sean Penn who took home Best Actor for Mystic River at the 76th Annual Oscars. I'm a Sean Penn fan, but thought Murray should have won too. Murray was brilliant in the role in which he portrayed an aging movie actor. Lost in Translation was also nominated for Best Director, Best Picture, and Best Screenplay. Sofia Coppola, who directed the film, did take home the Oscar for Best Screenplay. If you haven't seen Lost in Translation, check it out. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We get a little bit of a break today before our next system brings more rain, a little snow, even some thunder late tomorrow night through much of Wednesday. Today, partly cloudy. We'll get to the low 40s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.